Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Today, one of the most unique days, not only in Houston sports history, but just Major League Baseball history. One in a lifetime, once in a generation sports scandal that has rocked our very city. And one of the biggest rumors that the Houston Astros used buzzers in 2019. Let's get Jose Altuve's thoughts on if the Astros are using buzzers or electronic devices to help them in 2019.
We go back and back. I have done it multiple times, and that doesn't mean I have a buzzer. And MLB did their investigation, and you know they didn't find anything. You know they found what they found in 2017. They really good investigated. Obviously, they did an investigation on you know the buzzer. They didn't find anything, so, you know, when you said you don't believe that I didn't have a buzzer, you don't believe in what MLB investigated, so.
That's Jose Altuve with a pretty hard no, then said, look, Major League Baseball investigated this, and Major League Baseball deemed that we don't have buzzers. Like I'm telling you right now, we did not use buzzers, according to the Astros second baseman, Jose Altuve.
Yeah, look, I think this is a big part of it, JB. This is a big part of what the good that came from today. Once they got into the clubhouse, man, there was some really good stuff. I thought there was some really good stuff that'll move the needle of the national media in a direction of recovery. And I think the buzzers alone, if you just want to single out one particular topic or one particular controversial issue that was addressed in a very, very, very good way, direct way by multiple players, it was the buzzer issue, the buzzer questions. And so for me, man, I love the way that Correa and Springer approached it. Altuve did a pretty damn good job.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We'll get to your calls in about 5 minutes. We'll be joined by Brandon Scott and Adam Spillane throughout the show, thanks to Texas Bay Credit Union. They're out in West Palm Beach, Florida. You mentioned Carlos Correa did a good job. Here's what Carlos Correa said about the buzzers.
No, that's a lie. Nobody wore buzzers. Nobody wore devices. The story should be killed already because we know for sure, for a fact, 100% as a team. And I can tell you this because stories keeps coming out. And, you know, if I'm lying here, I will lose credibility if something like that comes out. And that's not what I want to do. You guys know me. I want to speak the truth every time I'm talking to you guys. And, you know, it's just straight up false. Nobody wore anything. But, yeah, 2018, nothing. 2019. Nothing. Just straight up talented players going out there on the field, winning ball games, and showing their talents.
Carlos Correa, hard no about the buzzers in 2019.
That's how you answer a question, JB. That's how you answer a question. I'm going to tell you to the point where Carlos Correa, I gave you a lot of hell over your little YouTube channel and all your little games you play with your wifey and stuff on YouTube. Yeah, that's right. I'm giving you a lot of hell about not staying healthy. Hey, man, you're all right with me. Any man that when you're asked a question, like that's how you answer the question, straight to the point, punch in the mouth, let's move on. You need a little bit more. I'll give you a little bit more of detail of what the hell didn't happen. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I 100% agree with Carlos Correa. I totally believe that he's telling the truth. The problem that bothers me with Carlos Correa's answer is not Carlos Correa. It's the hypocrisy of everybody else in this city. Whenever Carlos Correa gives a strong answer today about the fact that they didn't wear buzzers in 2019, you say, yes, look at Carlos Correa answering the question like he should. But then when Carlos Correa answers the same question about how he broke his rib with a masseuse giving him a massage, no one believes him. Like, he came out and said, look, this is embarrassing to me. I had my rib broken by a masseuse, and then the entire city mocks him and makes fun of him. So I have no problem with Carlos Correa in 2019 for answering a question strongly. I don't have a problem whenever he broke a rib last year by a masseuse answering that question strongly. I have a problem with the hypocrisy of people pointing fingers at Carlos Correa last year
because
they made fun of
I'm
him.
I'm a hypocrite.
Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite, Clint.
I don't know that I agree and draw the same from those two situations, but
it's answering a question honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Or if you don't believe him about the masseuse, why do you believe him now? Like, that's kind of funny.
I think you could walk in and go, "Hey, man, I broke a rib with the masseuse." I'd say, "Man, what you're full of crap. You're lying. You ain't never broke no damn rib." Because I've never heard of it. Like I'd be like, "Nah, JB, you're lying. That don't mean I don't trust you. That don't mean I'm a hypocrite. I just think that something in that old masseuse room was going on a little bit beyond the old elbow in the rib cage. I guess that's all. I mean, but hey, I guess I'm a hypocrite because I damn sure laughed and I was like, get the hell out of here. It wasn't until we had somebody on the radio when it all went down. Harold Reynolds.
My boy.
Your boy, Harold Reynolds. And Harold Reynolds said that he had had a massage of whatever type that was that Correa had. And he said that, hey, man, I could see very easily where that could happen. I was like, okay, there you go. I've never heard of that.
Clinton JB on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, addressing the buzzers the Astros did today in West Palm Beach, Florida. Here's George Springer, Astros leadoff man, discussing the buzzers in 2019.
George, did you or anyone on the 2019 team use wearable devices or buzzers?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
There you go. Absolutely not. You have Altuve, you have Correa, now George Springer with hard no's about the buzzer allegation in 2019.
Now, so tell me this, JB. How do you, right now, moving forward, and don't tell me about how you always felt, just from right now, between after hearing those pieces, whether you heard them this morning or just now, after hearing that, do you feel better, and do you feel like we can at least move beyond the buzzer conversations?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Even if I was on the fence about it today,
yeah,
and I wasn't, but if I was on the fence about it today, based on what I heard today, absolutely, buzzers did not happen 2019.
I was on the fence.
Okay.
I didn't know that I believed that Reddick had a piece of a confetti stuck on his shoulder for 2 hours. I don't know that I believe that Altuve's wife got jealous over the jersey getting pulled off after a home run. I just, like one old boy said, I don't remember who it was. Somebody said yesterday, a guy, I think it's a Yankees catcher, I think.
Gary Sanchez.
Where he said, I'd strip everything off. I'd be butt naked if I hit a home run.
He hits 176 in the playoffs.
Right. You're really irritated today. But nonetheless, like, I don't know that I was buying all that when I was hearing it. I'm like, man, I don't know, man. Like, Altuve, if you're married to a lady that gets jealous when you jerk your jersey off, boy, you're going to have a hard time playing pro ball and traveling and stuff. It's going to be a tough go for you now. So I was on the fence, man. I was I wouldn't put it past him now. But I hear that right there, and I go, okay, I'm down. I'm with you. I'm with you right there. Let's move on.
713-572-4610. Let's go to the lines. Donnie's been waiting a while. Donnie, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's worth the wait. Listen, I just want to say, Clint, you're a nice guy and all, but this thing about, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just punch him right in the face with it. And that, man, look, it ain't your money with billions of dollars on the line. You don't know what you would do. Neither do I, because I don't have that many irons in the fire for it. So I think they did the best they could, short of them bringing the trophy and setting it up on the table and saying, okay, we surrender it. Nobody was going to be happy with their answers. All they were looking for was nitpicking, just to pick on the Astros more and more and more. And I'll be glad when all this stuff is over and we can just start playing baseball again.
Hey, hit me with that voice one more time. Don't cut him off, man. Get your finger off the button. Hit me with that voice one more time.
What voice?
My quote that I was saying about punching him in the mouth.
Oh, you said I'd just hit him right in the mouth.
Hey, no, look, I don't disagree with everything you're saying. All I'm saying is when that, like, the using the crutch of the investigation, to me, it's not necessary. It goes back to, like, the cheating wasn't necessary. These guys were good enough. It's not necessary to use the – like Verlander, and I don't even know if we're going to get to this later, and I don't know if you heard it or not, but Verlander
– I heard
it. Like, he uses a crutch of, no, I didn't hear anything about the Astros before I joined the team. So you mean to tell me that Osuna knew everything that he knew, because he came out in audio and video actually and said it, but Verlander, the best damn pitcher in the game, didn't know nothing about the rumors of the Astros.
Prior to when he got traded to the Astros.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, those kind of things to me are just like, why? Like, just it's not about – I totally understand if there's millions and billions of –
I can answer the why. I can answer the why for you if you want me to.
Yeah, I'd love for you.
Carlos Beltran came to the Houston Astros in 2017, he told everybody in the organization, you're behind the times in sign-stealing, and the Astros said, oh, no, we're at a competitive disadvantage, so we better catch up. That's why.
That's why what?
That's why the Astros started doing it.
No, I mean, I don't understand why. Like, Verlander doesn't need to go – he doesn't need to avoid that question. Like, Crane doesn't need to avoid – I don't need to agree with what Crane said. Like, the question that you and I were arguing about, like, I don't need to – like, just answer it one way. Do you think it's a competitive advantage? No or yes? It's one or the other. Like, it's like I took steroids – and it's a competitive advantage. Whether my batting average went up or not, it's a competitive advantage because I became a better player.
But it's like taking steroids where they're effective half the time and they're ineffective the other half. I think you fail to comprehend the.
I do,
like,
clearly.
You can be wrong though. You can be wrong when you do it. You don't automatically get the right side every single time. And whenever you don't, like, imagine, like, if I told you I was going to say this, but instead I'd say this, that's going to throw you off, right?
Yeah, no, look, I understand that guys may or may not have been right, but I got to believe if they're beating on a trash can from the dugout, they're pretty damn sure that they done figured some things out and guys are right and they're sitting on pitches. It's like I don't sit around and go, boy, I can hear him banging on that damn garbage can over there, and man, he swung away. Look, he was way behind that pitch because he thought it was a changeup or he thought it was off speed. Nonetheless, the point back to the caller of, like, I understand there's millions and billions involved, and I'm not talking about guys coming out and just spilling the beans on everything. I'm just saying, answer the questions with a certain amount of sincerity and a certain, like, just a little bit of I care, you know, about what's going on, and not just, well, look at the report. Look what the report said.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, hey, look, if millions and billions are involved, which they are, then don't do the press conference. That's where I guess.
My, it would have been worse, though, I think.
My issues don't stem from that being the answers. My issues stem from calling the press conference, putting yourself in that position, and then using the investigation as a crutch. That's where I got a why do it? What's the point?
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. 713-572-4610. Sam, what's up?
So wait, did you literally just ask why do it?
Why do it if you're not going to answer questions? Yeah. Absolutely, I did say that.
Come on. Hey, all right, guys, let's go ahead and get down to the actuality of it all. Every team in the league, if you believe it or not, regardless of that fact, other teams have been caught too. Most teams have been accused of it already. Every team in this league has been stealing stuff.
What's that got to do with anything? We're talking about a press conference. Why do the press conference?
The only thing the Astros did differently was use a little bit more technology than others.
I'm not talking about
the same exact thing. So what's the issue?
Hey, hold on.
Hold on, Sam. I'm going to have to hang up on you. My forte move, my patented move.
We got old quick finger over here, Sam.
But
Sam, when I say why do it, I'm talking about why call the press conference and not answer questions. I'm not talking about why steal signs.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I might be wrong about this, but if I was up there, I probably would say, hey, we were trying to gain an advantage. I would have said it right there and then, because at the end of the day, it is a known fact that every team has been doing this. I would take responsibility of it, and I would say, yes, in the future, I'll be better not to get caught. Right. I mean, I was just saying.
Look, and Sam, you know what I appreciate about what you just said is you didn't say, oh, well, there was an investigation done, and I agree with the commissioner. Right. That the whole point is, if you, Sam, are going to call a press conference to address a situation and then you're going to talk about the report, I just don't understand why I call the press conference is what I'm saying. The cheating, I understand why guys did that and everybody does it. I understand that. But why do what we witnessed this morning?
No, I get that part. They could have done that a whole lot better. But at the end of the day, I think this has become more of a circus than it needs to be.
Ain't no really doubt about it. There's no doubt about it, baby.
Appreciate the call, Sam. And that's the issue of what happened today in West Palm Beach, Florida, which is something that's unprecedented. We've never seen this in sports history. Like, even the steroid scandal wasn't like this.
Yeah.
It wasn't team-wide. The only other scandal I can think about that is somewhat close to this is the Black Sox scandal when they threw the World Series. I believe it was in 1919. Clint, I think you're old enough to remember that.
I'm close, baby.
But, like, it's unprecedented. Like, what we saw today is something we have never seen before in sports. Like, we can't take that for granted. We have to understand the gravity of the situation of what happened. And it's rocked our city. Let's be honest. And you're on one side of it. I'm on one side of it. But the beauty of it is, like, you're not wrong and I'm not wrong.
Well, it's to me, it's not a right or wrong issue.
Right,
today, to me, it's like the conversation, every conversation that you and I've had, I think is where our disconnect is like every conversation that I'm having starts with the fact of you called the press conference.
Right.
So don't hem-haw around about when you're answering. Like my man Sam said, or whoever, what was my man earlier? Punch him right in the nose with it.
I don't remember.
If you're going to call a press conference, punch him right in the nose. Don't dance all around it. That's my only deal. And if you're going to dance, because millions are involved, then don't call the press conference.
Right.
Just go radio silent. You're the owner. You can do that. Cal McNair does it. Cal McNair fired a GM and did it. He does it all the time. You can go radio silent if you want to. It's okay.
I think the Astros backed themselves in a corner prior to today where they couldn't go radio silent. Like when Jim Crane, he was on with you guys, right? And said, look, we're gonna issue an apology whenever we get to spring training. To me, that they were forced into that a little bit based on what Jim Crane had to say. I think something that gets lost in the shuffle of today's press conference is what happened last night in the meeting. I think that last night in the meeting, and I heard a few players mention this, that last night got emotional. Last night was pretty emotional in the clubhouse there in West Palm Beach. And I believe a lot of people got things off their chest. I think a lot of things were said from we shouldn't have been doing this to this to everybody else in the league was doing this. And Jim Crane heard all of that, and I think that's why we saw Jim Crane kind of handle how he handled today's press conference. And to me, he had a method to the madness that I'll tell you at 318.
And I do agree, JB, you're really pushing this 318 thing, by the way. It better be good. I do agree with the way they handled players not speaking until they came together. Because obviously this was a team-wide problem. Mm-hmm. And so there was no sense in individuals in their own countries or in their own states at home commenting and responding to media. Coming together and doing it all together at one point in time, right before spring training started, I thought was the right move.
Let's get Sonny in here. Sonny, what's on your mind?
Is the goal just to make everybody like us or something like that? Because I don't want to apologize at all. If we're on the national stage and we finally get the chance to be the bad guys and be noted around the world as being, you know what I mean? Now people coming, we come to town, people know we come to town. They actually are actively trying to root against us, not just, you know, lovable loser. You know, we might have won a World Series one time. No, they actually are coming out for us now. So it'll raise everybody's, you know, awareness of us. At the same time, the team will be, you know, more pumped up to play harder. So I really don't want them to apologize at all. And we don't ask the Patriots to apologize. So what are we apologizing for?
Appreciate the call, Sonny.
Sonny, I agree wholeheartedly. I'm not an apologize guy. So that's another reason why it bothers me a little bit what I saw today of just the whole, I'm sorry, I regret it, I wish we wouldn't have done it. Like I'm not an apology guy. So I'm Sonny, I'm on your side with that. But the Astros scheduled it. The Astros put it on TV. The Astros put it out there for us, so we got to chop this thing up. And I was unimpressed. That's all I'm saying, JB. That's all I'm saying. I was unimpressed.
Sonny will be happy to know that the Astros all of a sudden didn't become the good guys in baseball today.
Oh, ain't no doubt about that.
Nothing that happened today made the Astros the good guys. So, Sonny, you still got your wish. The Astros are still the bad guys in Major League Baseball, and maybe even more so based on what happened at West Palm Beach, Florida, earlier this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.